Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with Ernest Preston?
Who?
Ernest Preston?
Ernest Preston?
Yes.
You got the wrong number.
Okay, but maybe you can help us out. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. First of all, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Where I can what?
Talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, and does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Do they use that?
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print? No, okay.
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably.
Yes.
Are the chances 50-50 or will you probably not vote? Definitely.
I'll definitely vote.
Okay. And can you please tell us what is your age, just for classification purposes?
58.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Hispanic? Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
In general. Dissatisfied, okay. And now I'd like to ask you, rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, okay? 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, okay? And you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please let me know, okay?
Okay.
The first one, Joe Biden, how would you rate him from 0 to 100?
I'd say 40.
40. What about Woke Culture or Woke ISM, the organization? How would you rate Woke Culture or Woke ISM? You don't recognize the organization?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who that is.
Never heard of? And
no.
Public school teachers, in general, public school teachers from 0 to 100?
85.
85. Public schools, in general, from 0 to 100?
85.
And Donald Trump, from 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
40.
40. Moms for Liberty, the organization's Moms for Liberty, from 0 to 100?
No clue who they are.
Never heard of. Okay. The next one, the National Education Association, or NEA.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them. Okay. Charter schools in general, from 0 to 100?
70.
70. And the last one, the U.S. Department of Education, from 0 to 100?
70.
Thank you. And now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
And next, will you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students? Will you say public school much better, public schools somewhat better, charter schools somewhat better, or charter schools much better?
Yeah, I don't really have an opinion on that.
Are you sure? If you have to choose, maybe based on what you know about public schools? Okay, no problem. And how important? No, we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. And we're almost done. Just
sure.
A couple more questions. We appreciate your time. And now,
okay.
How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, okay? 10 means it's very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means that it's somewhat important, or 0 means that it's not at all important. Regarding these topics, okay? The first one is The first topic is become more organized and have a structure. From 0 to 10, how important?
5.
The next one, provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. From 85. 10.
Oh, wait, no, you said 10. Eight.
From 0 yeah. 8, thank you. And the next one, truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. From 0 to 10, how important?
8.
And the last 3, our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. From 0 to 10. 8. The next one, embrace American values and be proud American citizen.
8.
And the last one, help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
8.
Thank you so much. And now, would you say that your state spent just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education? What do you think?
Not enough.
Not enough. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
Nope. Nope.
And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all? Nothing at all, or just a little?
Nothing.
Okay. And as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education, but would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Are you strongly agree with that? Someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it, so I can't say.
Okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
But can you say that again? What was that?
Yeah, no problem. If you have seen or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools, have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little. And now, please, we're at 75%. Again, thank you so much for your time. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Just 3 statements. The first one, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. I strongly agree with that. Someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
And the last 2, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree, or just somewhat disagree with that?
Somewhat.
Somewhat disagree. And the last one, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Strongly agree, somewhat, or disagree with that?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. And please just tell me if you support that or oppose.
Okay.
The first one, giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Strongly support that.
Say that again.
I'm sorry, I'm giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
A veto what kind of decision?
To veto curriculum decisions.
Oh, curriculum?
Yes, curriculum decisions in their school. Strongly support that, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Oppose, somewhat oppose.
Somewhat. And just 4 more. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Strongly support, somewhat support, or oppose?
Say that again for me.
No problem. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Strongly support, somewhat support, or... Somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat support.
Okay, and the last three, increasing discipline in schools.
Somewhat support.
And the last two, adding an ethnic studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum.
Repeat that for me, please.
Yeah, adding an ethnic studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum.
Strongly support.
Okay, and the last one, making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Strongly support, somewhat or opposed?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, strongly opposed, okay?
Yeah,
now we're 85% of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your interest and your patience. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishment of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decisions to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum? You strongly support? Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat support. And now we're basically in the last part of the survey. We're 90%. I'm going to read you some arguments, just three arguments that others might make about education in America. And please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 somewhat convincing, and 0 means it is not at all convincing argument, okay? And the first one is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
If I strongly disagree with that, what would that be?
If you think that this is a very convincing argument, from 0 to 10. 0, not at all convincing, 5, somewhat convincing, and 10, it's very
convincing. Okay, so convincing to,
the
convincing
argument.
To go what way? I didn't understand what direction you're trying to send.
This argument might make about education in America. So if you find it very convincing, just it's a 10, 5 somewhat, or 0, it's not at all convincing that teachers have the responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation.
Convincing is 10, so I'll go with
an 8. Yes, very convincing. An 8, okay? And now just two more. Last year, the American Library Association report that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that argument?
Yeah, 75.
Okay. Is that a 7 or an 8?
I'm sorry, a 7.
Okay, from 0 to 10. Remember,
I know. They not give us such a different variety.
The person was from 0 to 100, I understand. But this is the last one, okay? Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have this conversation in school, how can we expect them to think from themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversation about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead this discussion in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. So from 0 to 10, how convincing was that argument?
A 7.
7, okay. Thank you. And this is the last part. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with these two statements. The first one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school curriculum. Strongly agree with that. Someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
And the last one, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Someone agree,
okay? And now, as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you the last few questions for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell me what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Let's see.
1 to 11th grade,
would be
high school,
19,
from college.
I think 1991.
Okay, but it was a high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate or?
Yeah, professional certificate,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Something else.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
I would say hardly ever.
Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. The first one is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian. Does that apply to you? Or someone in your household is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian. Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or not?
No.
And is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom addy, or no?
What about that? What?
Does that apply to you or someone in your household? Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And again, thank you for your kindness to help us and for your help. Your opinion is very important for us. Thank you. And have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.